put a little bit of a poem together. It's pretty well covers most aspects of the changes that have occurred in the shearing game, and also, as I mentioned earlier, about when my knees packed up, I thought it was the end of things. But anyway, the little poem goes as follows. Now, these old knees don't carry me strongly no more, and distance is a mission beyond the garage door. Wool rooms I once trod by heart are cobwebbed in my mind. The busy shed, the fastest team, I've somehow left behind. The teams don't camp out anymore the way they used to. Cranky cooks and quarters are fast becoming history too. They've given way to travel at the whims of mobile men. Once gone, their colourful past simply won't be seen again. There was something into the evening when a hard day had settled down. Shower, good tucker, after you drank a couple of beers down. A simple and rewarding life that I found hard to beat. Now it's hurry up, all aboard, then off to some urban street. The paddocks are undercrop, where the big mobs used to graze. The smell of chemical and super hangs in a toxic haze. No hint of wool grease in the air to make a man feel free. Oh God, the scents of other days are pulling hard at me. There's nothing half as good as once it used to be. Young blokes don't want to learn to shear, and that really bothers me. But then I sit and wonder what the world is coming to. When I was young, there weren't no jobs that these hands couldn't do. But now they fumble all the while. I'm someone else, not me. A man is still a man inside, but not what others see. Dreams are dreams. Deep desires don't alter through the years, and yet they flit like shadows through the furrows of our fears. Sometimes in the better days I make it to a woolshed door and see with other eyes the way things were before. The years, they simply slip away. Don't know when or how. Once I counted sheep. Counting days is what I do now. If I could live a second time, I'd want to be again down in some dusty sheepyard and do as I did then. And though it may seem strange to some, I somehow little care. A sweeter thing by far is work than lonely in a chair.
Where were you when you wrote that poem?
Probably driving around Australia, I think. But that's when I wrote a lot of my poems, because you're covering miles and miles and miles, and you want something to occupy your mind. So I just used to roughly work on a poem, and then later on when I reached Queensland or something like that, I'd jot it down. But most times, when I was travelling, or when I was travelling up north to class up in the Pilbara or something like that, when I'm driving long distances by myself.
And were there any circumstances that inspired this one?
Mainly the fact that the changes I've seen, like I've seen the advent of suburban shearing, where there's no shearers' cooks and quarters, and the big numbers that have gone sheep-wise have gone into crops, and also the mental thing when my knees went on me, I thought, oh gee, I'm doomed. I won't be able to do any more wool classing than that, and that's where I pen those lines about hands used to fumble and I just couldn't get anything, but I set a new knees and I'm back on deck.
How many poems do you think you've written?
I've got a whole collection of poems, but most of them relate, or pretty well all relate to farming, animals, shearing. I'm a bit of an old romantic. I've got a couple of romantic ones, but generally they're basically just bush poems that I've sort of heard, or parts of them along the way, or else, you know, put them together yourself, or, you know, it's just a general bush poetry.
Well, I certainly like this one. Do you guys like the poems?
Yeah, it's excellent.
Good on you, mate.